Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
The one thing that I just want to hear, I don't want to hear any nonsense. I want to hear honesty. I don't know if we're going to get that from Dable. Usually there's a lot of coach speak and, well, you know, it's a collaborative effort, blah, blah, blah. I'd like to hear the truth about what went into this decision to make that move now to go away from their original plan, Russell Wilson, just 3 weeks in or after just three games in favor of the rookie Jackson Dart.
I don't think we're getting the truth at all because, to me, there's two truthful options. Number one, he gets up there in a little bit. And he says, you know, the last couple of interceptions that Russell Wilson threw were absolutely repulsive and unacceptable. And he just railroads a future Hall of Famer, which he's not going to do. So that's not going to be one route. The other route would be, well, because I'm basically trying to save my ass here. So I think you're going to get a little bit of the coach speak that you don't want.
What if the truth is, well, you know what? Our quarterback play wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
And we feel, now he's probably going to say this regardless, but we feel that Jackson Dart gives us the best chance to win games now.
Yeah.
But then the counter should be worried about his development. So we should get some good answers. I guess I just want to know how much of this decision was Dable himself, how much of this was ownership having their influence on it, how much of it was due to Russell Wilson's play or the fans begging for Dart. Like, those are all, if it's just Dable saying, I believe he's ready, and I believe he gives us the best chance to win. If that's the truth behind this move, then I'd be more okay with it.
Yeah, I promise he could say that. We won't know till we see him on the field.
Right. We'll believe it anyway. Right?
You know, we won't believe it anyway. Right. You're absolutely right. And the thing is, this is a small thing, but hopefully somebody asks him because this would pique my curiosity. I brought it up yesterday before we found out that he was definitely going to make the move here. Was Winston considered? I want to hear the answer.
Right.
Was everything on the table, or is this it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fascinated to hear what Dable has to say about this. I just hope that we get something good here. And Dable has been more open.
A little bit.
You know, after the losing, maybe getting a little nudge. Now, was that on Brian Dable? Was that somebody above telling him, hey, cut the crap? Like,
you know what? I just think it's I think it's a smart guy who understands the reality of he doesn't have a whole lot to stand on at this point. When your record is what it is, you got to be a little bit more honest, and you can't deflect, and you can't. Those press conferences don't work anymore.
You know, remember, too. Like, so for the same people who say, well, we're, and by the way, everybody's excited about Jackson Dart. I'm excited to see him. We all can't wait to see him. Whether we think it's the right timing or not, that's a different story. But for all the people who are trusting the Giants' decision-making here, or for the Giants themselves to say, like, you know, we shouldn't be questioning their decision. Well, okay, in part, a large part of why everybody wants Jackson Dart was because they don't think Russell Wilson has been any good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whose idea was it to sign Russell Wilson? Whose idea was it to sign Russell Wilson, to have him be your starting quarterback, and then believe that that was going to be a recipe to have some success? That was their idea. The Giants, Joe Shane and Brian Dable, they thought Russell Wilson was going to be good. Now, I don't think he's washed up myself, but if we're making a decision, I shouldn't say where, if they're making a decision to go away from Russell Wilson because he wasn't any good in favor of the rookie, that's also a knock on them because they are the ones who signed Russell Wilson to be their starter in the first place.
Okay, so there's a couple of things there. Like the term washed up, and I think he's more washed than you do. Now, again, he can still throw the deep shot. We saw that against Dallas. When I suggest, I just want to provide a little context here because I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Wilson. I think he's a little bit more washed up because I associate not willing to take a hit or to tuck it and run when some situations presented itself where he just doesn't quite have whatever it is, the willingness to take a hit, the ability to break free and run past somebody, whatever it is, maybe a combination of both. That's why I use the term. It's just a shortcut to say I don't think he's that good anymore. I'm not trying to be rude when I say washed. But I do think he's fairly washed at this point.
But you
point.
Thought they could win some games with him.
I did, but then I saw him play two out of the three games. The Commanders game was bad. The other night was worse. And really, if we didn't see the sequence at the end of the game, I'd probably say run him out there one more game. It was so bad, and that's where I'm like, he wants to get rid of the ball, man. You can't win with that.
But regardless of what you or I think, like, they're the ones who are actually making these decisions.
Yeah, but
They felt that Russell Wilson was the right guy to bridge the gap. And the plan was to have him be their starting quarterback. So, like, in no way, shape, or form should they be absolved of that awful decision. If, in fact, that they're making this change because Russ isn't good enough. Okay, Russell Wilson isn't good enough. Well, I could have told you that. You're the ones who signed him in the offseason. Like, they should get a hit for that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to dent them too much. You can, because they didn't make much of a financial commitment to him at all. If it was a move where, you know, like the Raiders getting Geno or Darnold getting some money like he did, or, you know, it was a nominal investment. I think we all knew what it was. I would say to me, what's, you know, not that it needs to come out in the press conference today, but since we're talking about their path to quarterback, to the quarterback room this year, I just think even the way they started with signing Winston was ass backwards. Winston was here before Russell Wilson.
Right. Well, they were waiting on Rodgers.
I know, but it was just, it's been very convoluted. In their defense, there's not many veteran options, let's face it.
Do you think if Aaron Rodgers were here instead of Russell Wilson, and he were playing the same way that he's playing with the Steelers here, now I doubt that anyway, but if he were doing that, do you think we'd be talking about Jackson Dart being the starter in week 4 right now?
No, but I don't think we'd be talking about the Giants being a really good team yet. I don't think we'd see that.
Aaron's
thrown a couple of interceptions, by the way. Yeah, and against the Jets, they were wide open touchdowns.
I'm not worried about them being good. I'm just saying, do you think that we would be talking about Jackson?
No, we would. We definitely wouldn't.
Which then leads us to, if this decision is being made because you don't think Russell Wilson is any good, it's the wrong decision. You know what I'm saying? It's the wrong decision to go away from Russell Wilson to a rookie if you're basing it off of his play. It should always be about Jackson Dart. Always. If he is ready to go, and you firmly believe he's fully ready to go, then he should be your starter. And I don't believe that that's the case. I believe that they had a plan in place that even if they thought he was ready, they were going to ride Russell Wilson out, let him sit and learn. And now they're not doing that. And I do believe it's in part, at least, because of Russell Wilson's play, which to me is not the right decision to be making.
I'm going to meet you here. The front end of their play here, which is where we're at now, was not the front end of their play. This is an audible. And this is where they look sloppy and a little desperate. And hopefully it works out, right? I don't know what the back end of their play was. And to me, that's probably the more important part of the equation. Because if they themselves, again, collaboratively, organizationally, wanted to play, believed that Dart could play at some point this year, final 5 games, final 6, kind of doing Eli back in the day with Kurt, well, then it wouldn't make sense to bring Rodgers in. Because Rodgers would have been better than Russell Wilson, and it would have been tough to justify benching Rodgers. If you had the intention of playing Dart at some point this season. I think that they always thought they were going to try to get to Dart, which is why I think it was easier to say, all right, let's do this Band-Aid. Easier to bench Russ than bench Aaron Rodgers.
Kingsley's calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Kingsley?
How you guys doing? I came in ready to talk about one thing, and then Sal just got me thinking about this. Russell Wilson going for Brian Daboll's known for Josh Allen, right? He had big success with Josh Allen. Big body, big arm. So when they got Jameis Winston, I'm like, yes, you finally know your identity. You know what you are. But then they got Russell. And I think that was a panic move just in case they didn't get Dart. But once they got Dart, they should have traded Russell because Russell doesn't fit in that.
I know that was for Sal, but I would just push back quickly. I don't think Jameis Winston fits the profile of Josh Allen at all. Like, he's big and he lets it rip, but I mean, Josh Allen's an athlete. Jameis Winston's not. He can't run at all.
Yeah, I mean, look, the idea of having Jameis Winston, who is a career backup, basically, be the starter until you go with the rookie, that would have been a different setup in my mind. The plan would have been, okay, well, we're just having this guy for a few games before we go over to Dart. Once you get Russell Wilson and you have Jameis Winston, and then you trade up aggressively to go get your quarterback, which was the right move, to me, there was a plan in place to have him sit and watch and learn for a while. And obviously, that's not the case. All right, so we're going to get bits and pieces here of Brian Daboll. Hoff says we got the first down bite. Let's listen to Daboll addressing the media today.
Quarterback situation. I met both with Russ yesterday and Jackson privately, and Russ was nothing but a pro, which I'm expecting to be. My decision, going with Jackson. We're going to get him ready to play this week and the remainder of the season. He's going to do everything he can. Russ will be the backup.
conversations that I've had with these young men will be private. The details will be private. All I can tell you is we're going with Jackson, and we're getting ready to play. So I'm not going to add too much to it. Those are private conversations. It's my decision, and we're going with Jackson.
Yeah, already I'm not buying it. Like a predetermined or a pre-written statement right there already. Now, there are going to be follow-ups that we're going to get the answers to when they're going to say, okay, well, why? It's a simple question. Why this decision? You can keep the conversations private. I don't need to know how Russell Wilson feels. I know how he feels. He feels like crap. Yeah. He feels hurt. He's probably pissed off. Like, we know how. So I don't need to hear what he and how Jackson Dart feels. He's excited for the opportunity. Like, I don't need to know those conversations. Well, that's well within Dable's rights to keep that private. What we should know is what went into this decision.
Well, I don't trust a lot about the Giants these days. I don't, okay? Talking about the influence that we all believe came with Jones and Mara a little bit, you know, a couple of years ago. How do we know? I mean, listen, the first thing that popped into my mind was, is Dable just saying that? Like, did Mara go to him and say, hey, this is your problem, man.
Right.
I mean, this is your mess. You better fix this. Well, keep my name out of it. You better own this.
The fact that he mentioned at least twice in there.
Twice.
That this is my decision.
Did he oversell it?
Yeah, it makes
sometimes when you're lying, yeah, you oversell it.
Yeah, it makes me think I'm not buying. I'm sure that it was in part his decision.
Well, of course. They didn't shove it down his throat.
Let's say, even though if we did say it would be ignorant, let's say the Mara had nothing to do with this. Now, I think that that's ignorant based on what's happened in the past,
mm-hmm,
based on what we saw in Hard Knocks, based on what's happened, based on what Mara said. Let's just say that that's the case. Okay, if it is in fact Dable's decision, now there's another layer to it. Is he making this decision to save his ass? Like, that's another thing. My primary concern here is preserving and protecting Jackson Dart and making sure that when they do go to him, he's ready to go and he can take off and be the franchise quarterback for the Giants. That is my Salicata's singular goal.
Mm-hmm.
Can we say that about Brian Dable, that his singular goal is to go to Jackson Dart and protect him and make sure that he's going to do everything he can to put a foundation in place that Dart can succeed once he gets in? Can we say that definitively about it?
We can't say that, but we can't say the other way either. We don't know yet.
Right.
I mean, I know where my instincts are kind of leading me. Let's face it. I've used the term self-preservation for quite a while now. When your job is on the line, you kind of do things that maybe you wouldn't do, or you do them faster than you want to do them. So I don't know what's real, but what I tend to think is the truth is that it's probably a little bit of both, and he's trying to change the narrative around his job status.
Let's listen to more from Brian Dable.
It's a good decision.
Yeah. Again, those are conversations I have with each player. He's our starter. We're going forward with Jackson, and we're going to get him ready to play.
What do you expect from a coach?
I expect them to prepare. Expect him to go out here and get better each time he plays. It's not always going to be perfect, but I do think that he has the right makeup and athleticism. And look, we're going to do everything we can do to help him be the best player. I know he is as well. It's not just on one person. It's on the entire team. And that's what we're going to do.
All right, I know we're good job with this so far, Hoff. I know we're getting snippets here, right? So maybe we're going to get this at some point. But to me, One of the questions has to be, Coach, we understand and respect the private nature of the conversations, but was this always the plan? Was it always the plan?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
To have Jackson Dart play in September. Oh,
but also they just asked why. And he said, I'm going to keep those conversations private. Why? You can't tell us why you're making this decision? You're changing everything after 3 weeks. Why is that the case?
Because he's trying to protect Wilson. Because Wilson's played, he had a rough game.
But then you could also just come out and say, look, we love Russ. We think he's valuable to the organization.
Yeah.
He's going to be dressed as our backup here. We just weren't getting the kind of play that we expected to get. And I think Jackson Dart's ready to take us to a new level. Like, there are ways to say it, even compliment Dart without putting down Wilson. We need to know why you're making this decision. It can't just be, oh, we'll keep those conversations private. Then why you go, like, why didn't you go to Dart earlier then? Well, what is it? Russell Wilson threw for 450 yards a couple weeks ago. So what happened there? Is he just not good? Like, what? There's got to be some kind of answers from somebody.
Well that's why. I'm sorry, Seth. That's why I think there's a creative way to get to the answers that we want. And to me, if you ask, was this always the plan? Now it opens up the curtain, and it's going to put a spotlight on everything. And now maybe he'll be able to talk his way out of it. And it was just, you know, hey, private nature, this, that, my decision, everybody's on board, blah, 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 the same old stuff. Okay, maybe we get that. Maybe we don't. Maybe he trips over an answer, and he acknowledges something that he doesn't want to acknowledge.
You know what? Ultimately, like, we'll have fun breaking this down the rest of the way here whenever we get more sound from Dable. Ultimately, it doesn't even matter. What matters is, and this is why, like, the Giants organization, they could say whatever they want, do whatever they want. We could think one thing, whatever we want. People could break down film and talk about whatever they want, different opinions on social media, fans, me, whatever it may be. The reality is their record has spoken for itself for a long time. This is not people trying to make it like it's been bad with the Giants and we're speaking out of turn. Their record has been horrific. And it continues to be horrific, even when they, the Giants themselves, try to tell us it's going to be different. Now, you can erase all of that and just say from here on out, let's be excited about Jackson Dart and see what he could do. And that's ultimately what's going to matter. Not why they went to him, not what Russell Wilson thinks or what Dable says, how Jackson Dart's going to be. My issue is that based on past evidence, I don't trust that they're putting him in the right position to succeed. And that is going to be potentially another setback. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he goes in there, lights the league up, and takes off the start of the rest of the way. The Giants win a bunch of games. We could all be excited as a football town again about the Giants. But based on the way that Shane, Dable, Mara, the guys before them have handled things, I don't trust them.
They don't get the benefit of the doubt. They lost that. They lost that a long time ago when they stopped being the Giants.
And because now their horrific record.
Yeah, and their decision-making, which has been awful. Going back to Gettleman and the way they let Tom Coughlin leave and even the way they benched Eli and just some of the dumb things they've done in the draft. I mean, the Giants have been a train wreck. What do we care? If the Giants didn't wear blue and you put them in green, they'd be the Jets.
Right.
They basically have become the Jets. I don't know how else to say it. I mean,
But they make it sound like it's everybody else's
fault. Then that's their problem. Because then they got to look in the mirror and they got to understand that whatever they used to be, they're the exact opposite.
Well, Gettleman talked down to people.
Hey, Dable, Gettleman was a clown.
Dable's got that attitude. Shane a little bit. Like, they got that higher than the Giants themselves.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, how dare a fan criticize the Giants team?
Or, I mean,
how dare a member of the media criticize somebody's performance? It's Big Blue. It's the Giants.
That's like walking around like Daddy Warbucks and you got $2 in your pocket. You got to understand where you're at. I mean, right now the Giants are destitute, just to stay with the money analogy. They are a destitute franchise, and we all want to see them pull out of it, but until they start providing some evidence, I'm not believing anything.
And BT, they said they had a plan in place. They said they were happy with the quarterback room. They decided to start Russell Wilson. They were talking about the draft and how the drafts have been good in recent years. They were expecting to be competitive, and yet they've played three games, lost all three. I don't want to hear that you were close.
Big deal. Jets have been close to you. You didn't win a game yet.
You lost all three.
Yep.
And not only did you lose all three, now, after 3 weeks in which you lost every single game that you played, now you're completely changing course and going to the rookies.
Which is why I ask, was this always the plan? That's the meat answer that I need right there. I need that answer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.